A reading from Revelation 14, verses 6 and 7. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." When Martin Luther died, he was greatly praised. Some, including his own pastor, suggested Luther as the fulfillment of this passage in Revelation. Luther himself, Bugenhagen said, was the angel flying in mid-heaven, bearing the eternal gospel to all the inhabitants of the earth. In our own circles, for many years, the periodical Der Lutheraner, published by C.F.W. Walther, had at the very top of every issue in the masthead a picture drawn of this angel and the verses printed from Revelation 14, 6, and 7, implying that Martin Luther and his teaching are the specific fulfillment of this scripture. An angel with a gospel, an eternal gospel. An eternal gospel. This is the gospel of him who made the heaven and the earth at the beginning of time. The gospel about the kingdom prepared from the foundation of the world for those chosen from the foundation of the world and redeemed by the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. This eternal gospel proclaims the end-time reign of God and of his Christ, whose kingdom will have no end. His victory is accomplished. His coming is near. His judgment will bring life and vindication to all who take refuge in him. And his righteous kingdom will go on and on eternally. The beginning and the end. And in the between times, this same eternal gospel is the gospel for all who dwell on the earth, every nation and tribe and language and people throughout every generation. Is Revelation prophesying Martin Luther? Well, yes, but not only Luther. This angelic gospel, this eternal gospel, is the gospel proclaimed by the prophets of Israel, by John the Baptist, and by Jesus himself. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is the gospel entrusted by Christ to his apostles and to the church for all time. Repentance and forgiveness of sins to be preached in Jesus' name. In every age, this gospel has only one rightful place. Perched mid-heaven, directly overhead, front and center, and shining like the noonday sun. On the pages of the book of Revelation, God pours out warning after warning to the people of the earth, judgment after judgment upon rebel humanity. And how do they respond? People gnaw their tongues in anguish. They curse the God of heaven for their pain and sores, but most do not repent of their deeds. And yet, the Lamb of God stands on Mount Zion. Just a few verses before this flying angel perched in mid-heaven bearing an eternal gospel, John sees the Lamb standing on Mount Zion. The Lamb is surrounded by his thousands, redeemed from sinful humanity, made virgin pure by his sacrificial and saving blood. And there they are singing, joined with the thundering music of heaven, drowning out the din and the uproar and the turmoil of the world around them. Jesus is in Zion. Jesus is in his church with us in his word and in his sacrament to the end of time. To Jesus and to his Zion, the flying angel summons all the inhabitants of the earth. And this gospel summons us as well to believe, to rejoice, to hope, and to sing.